But let me add, John, that during all of this development, we have built our own primary care physician group called the Omni Medical Group. We've developed a presence in most of the outlying communities with clinics, Sand Springs, Sepulpa, Broken Arrow, 81st Memorial, large property there with a lab and x-ray and Omni Medical Clinic. So we have a doctor presence in and surrounding Tulsa in all the smaller suburban communities.
Broken Arrow is one of the fastest growing communities we have in Oklahoma. So it's possible there could be more building of facilities in Broken Arrow.
They're actually St. Francis South. It's right on the border of Broken Arrow and Tulsa. And St. Francis intended it to be the Broken Arrow Hospital. But the citizens of Broken Arrow said, we want our own hospital. They just made the uproar. They consider St. Francis South a Tulsa hospital. That's not our own. So they wanted their own hospital. It didn't matter who built it. And so this private group, St. Francis wanted it, so did Hillcrest, so did St. John's, and so did this private group. We finally signed the contract with this private group, the same group that had built Owosso, and we had the relationship with them. So it was all the way understood that someday we will acquire it after it is finished.
The hospital is located adjacent to the Broken Arrow Expressway, a little bit west of some major development there with the Bass Pro and all of that. And there's some acreage on the hospital grounds where some hotels will go up and probably some retail operations. So it's going to be a large consumer property there when it's all completed.
What has happened in the meantime is that just the brick and mortar we're talking about, but in the meantime, like Richard had already alluded to that we have a large primary care physician group. But now, because all these for-profit hospitals that got built out south, the one where the city of Fate was, they took over their building, that's the surgical hospital now. First, there were specialty hospitals just for one, like the spine hospital, and the other one was an orthopedic hospital. The government frowned on this just a specialty hospital. So as soon as they got wind of that, they opened up their medical staff to all specialists. So now they both are becoming two surgical hospitals. A lot of our surgeons have bought ownership in them now. So we're losing a lot of patients from here to these hospitals in the south. In other words, I believe we need no more brick and mortar because many of our physicians are owning part of the hospital somewhere else. What we need now, we had to start employing our own specialists. We had the primary care, but we didn't have the neurosurgeons, you know, and they left and went out there. The urology surgeons, they went out and joined the surgery hospital out on 71st and Lewis. One group after the other is leaving, and they use it as other hospitals. So every time another group leaves, which is just happening right while we talk, there's an oncology group. They are groundbreaking for their own hospital. So we face, what are we going to do for oncology? We need oncology here. And so the next group will be orthopedic. The general surgeons are still with us. You know, they have not invested anywhere else. And orthopedic has invested anywhere else. But it was the intent of our orthopedic group that they're going to be an investor in our Broken Arrow Hospital. But the government had just passed a regulation or law, whatever it is, in March, prohibits that. So we're having to deal with that right now because we have, of course, orthopedic group, they're very disappointed. We checked it out with a number of different firms, legal counsel and attorney groups that analyzing the law and just say, no, it's just prohibited. No matter how you do it, you just can't do it right now. But we have to really work hard and come up with some other ideas to keep them satisfied that they don't leave us either too, because they have a big presence here. We have about 24 orthopedic surgeons in that one group. We depend on them, in other words. There's never such a day, just 2 days and then you can sit back and just enjoy it.
No.
Because there's so much going on around you. And with the competition that you have to be always on your toes and see who is going to take something away from you next.